The first Ebola patient diagnosed in the United States has died in a Dallas, Texas hospital. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital says that Thomas Eric Duncan died on Wednesday morning, 10 days after he entered that facility. Duncan had come to Dallas from his native Liberia by air on September the 20th. He did not exhibit signs of Ebola until several days later and was initially sent home from the Dallas hospital with antibiotics when he first went there on September the 25th. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said Tuesday it is tracking 48 people who had contact or may have had contact with Duncan in the days before he was admitted to the hospital. And on Wednesday, CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden spoke to reporters about Duncan's death and what's being done by the U.S. government to make sure the disease does not spread, especially in light of reports that there is another potential Ebola patient existing in the state of Texas. Here is a portion of Dr. Frieden's exchange with reporters.
Sarah Wheaton with Politico. You noted that earlier diagnosis increases the chance of survival. And so given the delay in the diagnosis of the Dallas patient, did that lead or did that contribute to his death? And also, it's still ambiguous what the communication failure was at that hospital. And so how can Americans be confident that other hospitals are not going to make the same mistake?
I can't comment on what might have happened with an individual patient, but one of the things that we're working hard to promote now is ensuring that doctors and nurses, pharmacists, healthcare workers throughout the healthcare system think Ebola in anyone who has fever and ask whether they have been in West Africa in the past 21 days. That's really important because that will help us ensure that if there is another patient who arrives, they're rapidly identified for their own sake and their care and for the community's sake, to isolate them promptly.
Hi, Caleb Hellerman, CNN. Just following up on Marilyn's question a bit, we've heard a little bit about who this person is in Frisco, Texas. Just to clarify, the 48 people we supposedly contacts, either high or low risk, are all 48 of those, are they being monitored with a personal in-person temperature check? So if this person was not one of them, they would not be getting those checks. Is that fair to say?
In Texas, very intensive work has gone on to identify everyone who had appears to have had definite contact with the index patient and everyone who might have had contact with the index patient. That identified 10 people with definite contact and 38 in whom contact could not be ruled out. For those 48 people, every one of them has been identified, monitored every day with someone from the public health system measuring their temperature with an accurate device. None of them have had symptoms. None of them have had fever. There have been rumors and concerns of other contacts or other cases. None of those have panned out. I understand that there's a situation now that's being assessed. Again, the latest information we have is no definite contact, no definite symptoms.
That is Dr. Tom Frieden, chief of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, speaking late Wednesday.